Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday morning to all you fine folks listening out there in Radio Land. Adam McDonald joined by Jake Ricker, along with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in sunny Jupiter, Florida. Site of today's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, or the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Today, we have the sixth and final game of a six-game series for you. First pitch is set for noon. Just a great day for a ball game. Breezy, sunny, not a cloud in the sky, no chance of rain. Should be a good day for baseball between the Mets and the Hammerheads, who have battled it out all week long here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jupiter leads the series 3-2, but the Mets have by far the biggest win in the series. That came last night when they shellacked the Hammerheads by a score of 14-1. Mets entered the day with a minus 12 run differential. They left the day with a plus 1 differential. And they gave themselves a shot, Jake, to tie this series by the end of the day today at 3 apiece.
Yeah, they absolutely have. It's been a fun series, back and forth each and every other game. But last night for the Mets, it was their first complete game. We talked about multiple times on this broadcast how they've got a lot of talent. They just hadn't been able to piece together both the offense and the defense. They got all of that last night, especially with Tong, who was fantastic for the Mets on the mound. And then they got a lot of the big hits that they needed, especially Baez coming through with a 3-run home run.
Now, Baez has had a big week as he's got a home run and 3 doubles against Jupiter down here this week. And he will look to continue that along with the rest of the Mets as we get close to first pitch on the sunny Sunday. Jupiter trying to shake off last night's defeat and win the series. Mets trying to earn a 3-3 split. We're going to take a short break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to the ballpark, we'll have a look at the starting lineups, the pitching matchup that should lead us to the anthem, and then first pitch. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We are about 5 minutes away, or 10 minutes away from scheduled first pitch here. Well, 7 minutes away, but we have not started on time yet. Been a ticker too late all week. Mets, after the big win yesterday, are now 3-5 on the season. Jupiter dropped to 4-4 through 8 games. Taking a complete look at the standings in the East Division, it's close. Palm Beach is 5-3. Jupiter, Daytona, 1 game back at 4-4, and the Mets now just 2 back, still alone in last place, though. They can change that with a win today. Over in the West Division, Dunedin and Lakeland are tied at the top at 6-2. Dunedin spoiled the chance to go 7-1 yesterday when they lost late to Tampa. Clearwater's 5-3, 1 back. Fort Myers 4-4, 2 out. Tampa 2-6, 4 back. Mets will see Tampa next week. And Bradenton 1-7, 5 games out of first place. Other games around the Florida State League today. Bradenton is at Lakeland. Lakeland going for the rare 6-0 series sweep. Folks, that's hard to do with these 6-game series. Fort Myers is at Clearwater at noon. Clearwater trying to win that series. Threshers lead it 3-2. Dunedin at Tampa. Dunedin leads that series 4-1. 12 o'clock first pitch at Steinmeier Field. And oh no, the dreaded late game for Palm Beach Cardinals. stuck with the 5 o'clock start on the road against the Daytona Tortugas. Palm Beach leads that series 3-2. Let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, it's going to be Candido Cuevas, who came on in relief in Game 1 of the series on Tuesday and really struggled. He lasted just an inning in the third, gave up one hit, that wasn't the problem, but 4 runs, 3 earned runs, 4 walks, and a hit batter, did not strike out a batter. He will be on the mound for the Mets today, and if you're looking for some positives there, Jake, the other pitchers who have struggled for the Mets so far in their first outings, whether it be Austin Trosser last Sunday or Saul Garcia or Lionel Elias last week, they've all made their second appearance of the year, and they all were excellent, so maybe Cuevas can follow suit.
Well, when you look at Cuevas' line, too, in his first game, he only gave up the one hit, but it was the walks that really hurt him in that game. So as long as he can get that control to settle down a little bit, get some pitches over the plate, pitch some strikes, as coaches like to say, he should be much better out this
Nick Morabito also hot right now. We had that 3-2-run triple in the first inning yesterday that got the Mets going. He's the DH batting fifth. Jairo Cuevas, a couple of multi-hit games this week. Bats right, or bats sixth, he's in right. Starling Mercado picked up his first hit of the season yesterday. He bats seventh, he's in left. Donovan Antonia not in on the fun yesterday. In the lineup today in center field. And Diego Mosquera bats ninth, he's at second. Mosquera saw the end of his hitting streak yesterday. It stopped at 6 games, but he had 2 RBI in the Mets' 14-1 win. For the homestanding Hammerheads, lineup looks a lot like it has all week. Jordan McCants will lead off and bat second. Mark Coley the second, bat second and play center field. He's now played and started all 6 games of the series. He's got a chance to be the FSL Player of the Week. He has 4 triples and 7 runs scored this week, plus the game-winning hit on Friday night. Brock Vredenburg is the DH batting third. Former St. Lucie Met Yarl Martinez has had a quiet series other than his go-ahead hit last Tuesday. He's batting cleanup. He's at first base. Jake DeLeo hits fifth. He's in left field. Johnny Olmstead bats sixth. He's at shortstop. Ryan Ignapo is doing the catching. He bats seventh. Colby Shade is hitting eighth. He's in right field. And Christian Rodriguez bats ninth. He's at third base.
I think one of the big keys here for the Mets is keep an eye on Coley. He's had some huge hits for the Hammerheads throughout the entire series. The Mets can hopefully keep him quiet. They should have another good shot at making an impact today. And, of course, the Mets lineup, you got Mosquera, who's batting ninth, who's been pretty good, as you mentioned, Adam. So he could do some damage in that nine hole if he's able to get on base and get that top of the lineup back up.
Jupiter has made its way out onto the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we step aside. When we come back, we will have first pitch in the series finale between the Mets and the Hammerheads. And with that, it's time for baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Finale of a 6-game series. Mets trying to split the series 3-3. Jupiter trying to get out with a 4-2 series victory. Beautiful day for baseball. Starting pitcher for Jupiter, Jake Brooks, starting to throw on the mound. Jupiter in the home white jerseys for the 5th time in 6 days. And maybe the least surprising thing all season so far for the Mets, they're going to wear their alternate orange tops again after they won in those jerseys 14-1 yesterday. The Florida Mr. Met on the left chest, blue numbers on the front and the back. No fans here at the Dean today. Closed to the public on Tuesdays and Sundays. We actually had a nice little crowd on Tuesday. A lot of people made their way onto the player pass list. It doesn't look like there will be that many people on this Sunday afternoon. Maybe folks at home watching the golf. We do have some fans here. It looks like more scouts than fans at this point in time. Bus driver Ed sits right underneath the broadcast booth. Maybe we can get him to make a little noise. Hopefully keep it rated G like he always does. But even though there's no fans here, it counts all the same in the standings. So the Mets will try to get their record to 4-5 through 5-9 games. Jupiter trying to get back above 500, where they've been briefly this season. They are 4-4 right now. Chris Suero, Jesus Baez, and Colin Houck will bat for the Mets in the first inning. The Mets have had a very productive first inning this week. They might not have scored in every first inning, but they haven't scored in the first inning. They've at least threatened. Of course, yesterday they scored 3 runs in the first. The day before, they loaded the bases, didn't score, but then scored 2 in the second. So good starts for the Mets offense. It's been about sustaining the offense. A couple of days ago, they weren't able to do that, could not hold the 4-0 lead. Yesterday, they just continued to pound away, scoring those 14 runs on 12 hits, both season highs. And baseball is a fickle game. Because you win a game 14-1 one day doesn't mean you're going to romp the next. It's strange that way. We'll see if the Mets can have some momentum carried over. They say momentum goes as far as the next day's starting pitcher, and it appears to be that Jake Brooks is a good one. Coming off the 5 shutout innings last Sunday against Palm Beach, he's ready to begin his day. Cameron Jones signals for the first pitch. It's on the way. It's a fastball for a strike, and we are underway. First pitch at 12:04. It is 79 degrees and partly cloudy. And for the play-by-play, it's going to be Jake Ricker.
Thanks, Adam. So second pitch here is going to be in there for a called strike. Count quickly here, moving to 0-2 against Suero. The 2 hits in last night's ball game. Looking to try and continue that today. 0-2, that one's outside for a ball.
Jake, I almost forgot you were doing play-by-play the first 3 innings. Old habits die hard.
So the 1-2 now to Suero. That one again outside for a ball. Evens up the count at 2-2. Ignacio had to dive a little bit to keep that one from going to the backstop, but a nice job. And Brooks will get set for the 2-2. Pitch on the way. Hard ground ball. That one fielded cleanly by Rodriguez. Throw to first is in time. And Suero is the first out.
Jupiter came into yesterday's game only 2 errors all season, made 5 errors yesterday. Very un-Hammerheads-like, so they are off to a good start with a routine ground ball to Rodriguez.
Well, here comes Jesus Baez to the plate. He's batting 294. He had that 3-run home run for the Mets in last night's game. First pitch is under for a ball, low for a ball.
Baez, 3 doubles, tied for 4th in the league. 5 extra base hits, tied for 4th in the league. Most of that damage done this week.
Here's the 1-0. This one chopped too short. Olmstead's going to make the throw, and it is in time. So 2 quick routine ground balls, and the Mets down to 1 last out for the top of the first. Bringing up Colin Houck to the plate, who had that walk-off win for the Mets in the first game of the season. He's had a couple hits here and there, but has overall had a little bit of a struggle in the last couple of games. First pitch in there for a called strike.
Yeah, he got the off day a couple of days ago, came out of that, looked good with the hit and a couple of the walks, but yesterday quiet while the Mets produced those 14 runs and 12 hits.
Takes a big cut there and misses that one, so count moves to 0-2.
As the first-round pick last year, he's going to bat that meaty part of the lineup when he's out there. So once he gets going, this offense has the chance to take off.
The 0-2 from Brooks is high for a ball. And then we're going to get our first challenge of the day.
That's a strike.
It looked pretty good from up here. Let's see what the call is. And it is a strike. So that'll end the inning on a three-pitch strikeout. And we'll get set for the bottom of the first coming up.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Welcome you back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets went 1-2-3 in the top of the first, and now Cuevas will take the mound for the Mets and look to try and do the same. And it's going to be Jordan McCants leading off here for the Hammerheads to start things off.
It's going to be about throwing strikes for Candido Cuevas. He couldn't do it last Tuesday. See if he can throw more today.
First pitch from Cuevas is high and outside for a ball. Only gave up the one hit in his first outing, but gave up the four runs, mostly because of the walks. 1-0 pitch again outside, 2-0.
I was watching him intently warm up between innings, and he was throwing over the plate. That was a good sign.
Here's his 2-0, and a hard line drive right back up the middle. Out can't quite haul that one in, and it's through for a base hit.
Well, McCants was watching Cuevas throw balls over the plate in the warm-up session, too, so he was ready, swinging 2-0, and that was a solid line drive hit that just cleared Houck's mitt by maybe a foot.
Houck gave it the old college effort there to try and get up and get that one, but couldn't quite bring it in, so it's a runner on first now for the Hammerheads, and Coley at the plate for Jupiter.
I'm interested to see how Jupiter comes out early in this game and responds to getting dismantled 14-1 last night. You know, that could not have sat well with that group, which has played pretty well throughout the week.
Quick check over on McCants at first. He's back in safely. Suero with a late tag. Making sure he got on that base. Now the 1-0. Outside for a ball.
And trying to stay out of the middle of the plate with the red-hot Coley going with these sliders, but Coley is showing a good eye.
Been 355 so far this season, off to a good start. Here's the 2-0. This one fouled straight back off the netting.
Yeah, falling behind 2-0 with the sliders. Coley knew he had to come back with the fastball to get back in the count. It was just a well-placed fastball up in the zone. In towards the hands.
Two, one from Cuevas inside for a ball, and count moves to 3-1. Coley doing a nice job here so far, putting himself into a good hitter's count. The 3-1. Is high for a ball, and McCants heads into second safely on the stolen base. No throw from Hernandez.
These two guys have been really good for Jupiter all week, McCants and Coley. Single and a walk to start. Cuevas, who was hoping to get off to a good start, will now really have to bear down if he wants to get out of this inning without any runs scored against him.
Well, and I should correct myself. That's why there was no throw down to second, because it was a walk as well. So runners on first and second early here for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the first, looking to try and get on the board. Friedenberg at the plate for Jupiter. First pitch to him. High for a ball. Cuevas looking to try and avoid a couple of walks here. Has one so far. 1-0, and a nice pitch there for a swing and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1.
That was a good pitch. Good strike. Establishing that fastball, trying to get in the zone. He's throwing 10 pitches this inning. That's just the third strike. Need more of those.
Cuevas comes set. He'll deliver the 1-1. Chopped back here to Mosquera. He'll make the throw to first, and it's in time for the first out of the inning.
Well, a little unfortunate for Cuevas there. He got the weak ground ball for the out, but it was a broken bat. If that bat stays intact, then it's a routine ground ball to Mosquera. Mets would have a great chance to turn a double play, but because the bat broke and the ball was hit slowly, Mosquera could only get the one out at first base.
And it's going to be two runners in scoring position for Martinez now. First pitch is low for a ball.
Breaking ball had more break than I think Ronald Hernandez was ready for. He did a nice job to just catch it.
Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss there for strike one. It was fouled off.
Gerald Martinez, only 2-for-12 this week. He made one of those two hits count. It was the go-ahead hit in the fifth inning on Tuesday. He's got a chance to give Jupiter a lead here in the first today.
Cuevas, that one high. Hernandez had to pop up for it, but makes the stop, and he's going to head out to talk to Cuevas.
Yeah, they're not on the same page, Jake. The couple of pitches ago, it was an awkward-looking catch from Hernandez. He kind of just shook it off, but that one crossed him up. He did a nice job to make the catch, but he was popping up out of his stance, thinking fastball, and that ball, he caught it around his shin guard. So early in the game here, you got to make sure that the signals are correct, especially with the runner at third, because a cross-up could result in a ball to the backstop.
Well, if there's two people you want to have on the same page, it's your pitcher and catcher, no question about it. Hernandez back now at the plate, so we'll get set with the 2-1. Cant's on third, Coley on second with one out. This one driven way foul over down on the left side.
Where teams have had success against Sierra Martinez is jamming him inside. So far, Cuevas has stayed middle of the plate and away. See if he moves inside with the two-strike count.
The 2-2. That one is inside for a ball, but it was the exact pitch you were talking about, Adam.
He swung and missed that pitch all week. So here he is in the final game of the series. He laid off. It's a good job by Martinez.
It's a full count now. Runners on second and third here in the bottom of the first. No score. Cuevas deals, and a swing and a miss there for strike three. Cuevas comes up big and picks up the second out of the inning and gets Martinez swinging.
It was the slider inside again. This one just better placed than the previous 2-2 pitch. And now, despite the single and the walk to start, Candido Cuevas has a chance to get out of this inning. The game scoreless.
Here comes Jake DeLeo. Now for Jupiter, first pitch to him is chopped back foul.
It was a slider again. He seems to have gotten a good handle on that pitch as this inning has gone on.
It's definitely settled in more early. We saw a decent amount of balls thrown, but these last couple of batters, he's been able to get them over the plate and pick up those strikes. The 0-1. Hit high in the air over to right field. Suero ranging back, and he's got the catch in foul territory, so that'll end the inning. The Hammerheads threaten with runners on second and third, but they can't get a run across, and we will go to the top of the second.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you'll find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now, Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald here in Jupiter, Florida, as we get set for the top of the second. Tied up 0-0. Cuevas, nice job there after runners threatened scoring position to get out of the inning. Adam, during that break, we should mention whoever's running the video board wanted to get a look at the Masters as well. They had it up on the screen there. Tiger Woods in his Sunday red. First pitch to Hernandez is in for a called strike.
Is it against the PDL rules to be out of compliance? They can't show that during the game. Just keep that feed on.
That pitch is low for a ball. Hernandez, nice job to hold up. Oh, it's actually a strike, excuse me.
Yeah, they appealed it. Surprised that appeal went that direction.
The umpire just out of my view over there in the corner. Missed that. So it's 0-2 now to Hernandez. And he chops this one foul down the left side into the Jupiter bullpen.
The story of Hernandez this season has been the walks. He's got 11. Seven games tied for second in the league, but Brooks throwing a lot of strikes, so it looks like Ronald's going to have to swing the bat.
1-2, and he swings again, but puts it foul this time into the stands.
Brooks has had a chance to sit back all week and watch these Mets hitters, so I'd expect him to have a good idea of how to approach these guys.
1-2 again. This one hit weakly over to McCants. He'll make the throw to first and is in time for the first out of the second.
I couldn't ask for a better start if you were Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, or rather Nelson Prada, the manager. All the woes from the pitching staff the last couple of games early, have Jake Brooks come out here and retire the first four on three weak groundouts and a strikeout. It's a good start.
He'll face Nick Morabito now, who's DHing today. He shows bunt but pulls it back there.
Yeah, showing bunt just to give a different look, maybe get the Mets offense going. Always thought that was a good sign as a pitcher if somebody's trying to bunt on you with nobody out, just to get you off your spot.
Here's the 1-0 now to Morabito. In there for a called strike.
And Nick's had a good week. 5-for-18 with a couple of extra base hits. Six walks.
1-1 in there for another called strike. And Morabito down to two strikes now.
Didn't like that call, and he's going to ask for time. It might have been worth the challenge, but again, way early in this game, and the Mets have not had success with the challenge.
It sort of looked like he thought about it there, but I think after the game two nights ago where they used up all their challenges early, they want to try and save them this time around. 2-1 pitch is low in the dirt. Count evens back up at 2-2. Morabito, of course, had that game-tying home run in the first game of the season for the Mets in the bottom of the ninth. This one inside has got to get out of the way. and the count will run full. The payoff pitch now from Brooks. Inside for ball four, and Morvito picks up the walk, and he'll be the first Mets base runner of today's game.
Yeah, so fell behind, but worked the count. That's his seventh walk of the series.
Now Cuevas, not the pitcher, but the right fielder, will step up to the plate for the Mets.
Not related, by the way.
154 on the season, looking to pick up a couple of hits here in this one. First pitch is outside for a ball.
It might take a while to get that average and his numbers where he wants. That's what happens when you start the season 0 for 10, but he's got two multi-hit games this week.
And he did have two runs scored in last night's game as well, so he was a part of that hit parade. 1-0 pitch, hit back foul. This one well out of the ballpark. And Brooks will come set for the 1-1. One's high for a ball. 2-1 count.
And Brooks not overpowering anybody. It's fastballs between 88 and 91, which is a different look. It feels like every pitcher that's coming to this series is throwing 95 plus.
Morabito's going to go, throws inside. The throw to second is not in time, and that one hops into the outfield. Coley in to pick it up and get it back in, but it's a stolen base for Morabito.
Yeah, he got a great jump, not a good throw at all from Ignafo, whose throws between innings down to second have not looked good either. Spiked this one. And even if that was on target, I think Morabito would have beat it.
And now a runner in scoring position for the Mets. In the top of the second, 3-1 count to Cuevas. Brooks kicks and deals. This one hit into left field, but well foul.
Cuevas let that travel deep in the zone, got good wood on it. Looks like he's trying to go the opposite way. And the Mets have had success this series with hitters going in the other direction.
Give that one a good ride, just needs to straighten it out a little bit. Full count now to Cuevas, payoff pitch, and again, a foul. This one goes back and out of the ballpark.
And Jupiter's outfield now shading him to push the ball the other way. There's a lot of room in that right center field gap and down the right field line.
So we'll do it again, 3-2. Swing and a miss there for strike three. A nice pitch from Brooks.
It's a slider with the bottoms falling out. Good pitch when he needed it.
So that'll bring up Starling Mercado to the plate for the Mets with two outs, trying to bring home Morabito and get the first run of this game for the Mets in the top of the second. First pitch to Mercado is for a ball.
Mercado picked up his first hit since joining the team on Tuesday. Infield hit yesterday, got on base four different times.
Morabito bouncing around over there at second base. Pitch on the way, outside for ball two.
First changeup of the night for Brooks or Day. Way off the mark.
Well, Mercado has now worked himself into a favorable 2-0 count. Let's see what he can do with it here. Check over on Morabito, and Brooks will step off, but Morabito quickly back in the second, no throw.
Yeah, Morabito's been prancing around out there, jumping left, right, trying to distract. Brooks finally got his attention.
I'm set for the 2-0, and that one is in there for a called strike.
Yeah, that's one where Mercado, if he could do it again, he'd swing at that. 2-0 pitch, should have been expecting the dead red fastball, got it. Didn't offer.
2-1 count now. Again, checks on Morabito. The throw and therefore called strike. So count now evened up at 2-2. Nice job by Brooks to fight back here, even with Morabito giving a little bit of a distraction over there on second base. And a 2-2 now from Brooks. Fouled back by Mercado, and we'll do it again.
Three straight fastballs, all in the zone. Mercado might have to start looking for something different now.
Sixth pitch from Brooks in this at-bat is driven into right field. Shade heading towards that one. That's down for a base hit. Morabito in to score. And Mercado is into second with ease on an RBI double. And the Mets lead 1-0.
He did get something different. It was a changeup, and it was right over the middle of the plate. That's a good read by Mercado. And he yanked that double deep into right field. And the outfield was shaded again for an opposite field hit. So it was a long run from Cruz. And good start for the Mets here. They strike early again.
And that'll bring up Antonia to the plate for the Mets. First pitch in there for a called strike. Runner still in scoring position here in this 1-0 game, top of the second. Pitch on the way, and that one fouled, but for a strike, so 0-2. And Mercado doing that same thing Morabito was, kind of bouncing around there over at second, trying to get Brooks' attention. Brooks deals, and that's in there for called strike three. And that'll end the inning. Antonia didn't seem to like it too much, but the Mets do score one on an RBI hit, and they lead 1-0 after the top of the second.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now on this beautiful Sunday here. Mets lead it 1-0 as we get set for the bottom of the second. Cuevas back out there on the mound for another inning of work. We had the trouble early with the hit and the walk, but was able to get out of it nicely. This one fouled back by Olmstead.
Mets score first in another game. That's a good sign, or is it? That's our 1-3 when they score first this year. The one win was yesterday.
We lost his 0-1 to Olmstead in there for another called strike.
Our home plate umpire Cameron Jones seems to like the slider on the outside portion of the plate, maybe further off to these righties, so pitchers should know this.
And a swing and a miss for strike three. Cuevas picks up his second strikeout of the game on Olmstead. and has one out quickly here in the bottom of the second.
Slider is working.
Ryan Ignafo now at the plate for the Hammerheads. First pitch went a little high for a ball.
Going back to that last out of the top of this inning, the strikeout looking for Antonio, I think he should have challenged it.
Pitches outside for a ball, it's 2-0.
I say that not knowing if it was a strike or not, but first pitch.
Now one again outside, so a 3-0 count to Ignafo.
Well, I take it back. It was a strike. It was all the way in the zone, but with two strikes and two outs and a runner on second, it'd be a good time to offer a challenge.
3-0 now is outside, so a four-pitch walk. And Ignafo is on a first safely here with one out.
Yeah, four-pitch walk on all sliders immediately after I said the slider's working. Four misses with it. Sorry.
Oh, that announcer's jinxed again. Can be so dangerous for us broadcasters up here in the booth. So that'll bring up Colby Shade to the plate.
See if he goes back to the fastball, trying to establish a strike.
And he's got it in there for a called strike. He does just that, Adam, to get ahead 0-1.
Velocity's good, 93. This is a guy who in the past has gotten in the high 90s.
Pitch on the way, swing and a miss there for strike two. So that time goes way out of the zone and gets him swinging.
Right back to that slider. He's fallen in love with it.
Shade down 0-2 now. One out, runner on first. Mets leading 1-0. In the bottom of the second, pitch from Cuevas. That one's driven right field, and that's going to get out for a foul ball. Cuevas took a run and a look at it.
That was a hanging slider. Candido is fortunate that Shade just fouled it off. He hit it a long way off the top of that Cassidy Cool Zone. Haven't seen that yet this week.
So the 0-2 again. And another high fly ball. This one's going to be playable, though. Hernandez ranging back in foul territory, and he makes the grab for the second out.
Yeah, fighting the wind the whole way. That's a nice job. Another hanging slider. That Shade fouled the way to the right side. This one, though, playable.
This is one of the windiest days we've had here, Adam, in these games. Hasn't been too bad the last couple of times.
No, this is probably the windiest it's been since the first two games.
The wind is blowing in and towards the right, so benefiting the pitchers. First pitch is in there for a called strike. This one to Rodriguez.
Usually the wind dies down when the sun sets, but that will not be an issue for the duration of this game. It'll be nothing but sun, start to finish.
This pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-2 now. Cuevas again quickly ahead on Rodriguez. Not too worried about Ignafo over there on first, who's got a decent lead. Pitch on the way. Ignafo's going. That one's hit. It's going to be fielded Mosquera, and he makes the throw in time for the final out of the inning. That ball took a little bit to get to him, but he makes the play. And the Mets lead 1-0 after two.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburger, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Hey, well, welcome you back here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jake Ricker alongside Adam McDonald. Mets lead 1-0 as we get set to start the top of the third. Pretty good start so far, Adam, for the Mets. Only one of runner on base.
Yeah, based on the pitching matchup and how the two pitchers performed in their first outings of the year, you'd think it would tilt in favor of Jupiter. The Mets have the lead, and Candido Cuevas throwing strikes more consistently. And he's got swing and miss and weak contact stuff.
Here's the 0-1 to Mosquera. That one high for a ball, so count evens up at 1-1. Now the 1-1 to Mosquera, driven into center field, and that one's going to be caught by Coley for the first out.
Yeah, it hung up in the wind, and Coley, you know his speed with the four triples this week, certainly gets a lot of balls in the outfield. Thought that one might have a chance to drop in off contact, but it does not.
So that'll bring up the top of the lineup now for the Mets. Christopher Suero steps into the box. He's 0-1 so far. Ground out back in the first. That one in there for a called strike. Here's the 0-1. Outside for a ball. And aside from the one walk and double that Brooks gave up, he's been pretty good for the Hammerheads in his third inning of work. Pitch on the way. This one hit high in the air. And that one is going to be caught by Olmstead for the second out. It'll bring up Jesus Baez for the Mets. 0-1 so far. Had a ground out again in the first inning. Baez coming off that big night last night, including the three-run home run. First pitch in there for a called strike. I would love to extend this Mets lead, only up by one in the top of the third. And a hard ground ball, that one fielded by Olmstead. He'll make the throw. It is in time for the final out of the inning. So the Mets go 1-2-3, but still lead 1-0 as we get set for the bottom of the third.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Back now here in Jupiter, Florida, Both teams with one hit, but it's the Mets leading 1-0 thanks to the walk drawn earlier in the inning. And now Cuevas back for his third inning of work. He'll face the top of the lineup once again. First pitch swinging by McCants.
Another breaking ball.
The pitch is outside for a ball, so count even up at 1-1. McCants had a single back in his first at-bat. Cuevas deals the 1-1. McCants shows bunt, but that one is bunted foul back towards the backstop.
Again, a good sign for a pitcher. You got these guys off balance enough where they might try to sneak a bunt in just to break up the rhythm.
And he'll have to swing now. The count moves to 1-2. Cuevas deals. And a swing and a miss there for strike three. A beautiful inside pitch. And Cuevas has the first out on a swing and miss.
That back foot slider. Obviously, the Hammerheads just not seeing that pitch well. They haven't lined it up at all. Struck out three times and a couple of pop-outs. And, our home plate umpire. Oh, he's going to go for an equipment check. And he's going to ask Candido Cuevas to wipe his pants, checking him for substances.
And interesting, now it's the first time we've seen that here this season.
Well, I think the umpire is telling him to wipe his hands on his pants. I don't think Candido understands. So Ronald Hernandez is out there to translate. I don't know what that was. Initially, it looked like he was maybe going to search his belt. Umpire telling him to wipe his hands on his pants.
Nonetheless, we're back now for this next pitch. Cuevas will deal on a swing and a miss there for strike one.
I don't think there was anything coming from the visiting dugout to go check him. That was Cameron Jones on his own. Going out to Candido.
Coley chops this one foul down towards the dugout. And it's 0-2 now for Coley. One out in the inning. Mets leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. 0-2 from Cuevas. This one's fouled back. And Coley had the walk back in the first inning. And he's done a lot of damage against the Mets in this series. Here's the 0-2 to him, though. That one low for a ball.
And Coley took that walk in the first. It was first and second, no outs. Thinking, here we go again. The one base runner since. Cuevas has really settled in nicely.
The 2-1 swing, and this one hit well fouled this time down the right side. Coley will have to retreat, grab his bat, and go again here with the 1-2. Cuevas kicks and deals. This one driven hard down the third baseline. That's through for a base hit. He'll take a turn at first. He's going to head into second. Ball now picked up all the way in that left corner by Mercado, and he gets the throw in. It's a stand-up double for Coley.
It's very Mark Coley, the second at-bat. There were some tough pitches in there. Played spoiler. Finally got one hanging over the plate, and he just banged it right past third base. And I was watching him, Jake, the whole way. I half expected him, did expect him to try to turn that into a triple, because he's turned about four doubles into triples this week. But being in the left corner, he could not attempt it.
So that'll bring up Vandenberg to the plate now for Jupiter. First pitch in there for a called strike. Vandenberg was a ground-out victim back in the bottom of the first. Cuevas has him 0-1. And a check back over on Coley. He's back in safely. That threw a little bit offline.
Offline, but it was right to Hauk, who wasn't playing over the base. I'm sure Colin appreciated that. Didn't have to move.
Cuevas comes set. The 0-1. This one hit foul. Back outside the stadium. Had a couple of balls head out there.
now that he's ahead of Vredenburg 0-2, he can try to snap off his best breaking ball.
A lot more options. 0-2. Mets leading by one here in the bottom of the third. 1-0 is your score, but Jupiter with a runner in scoring position. Fully on second. Pitch on the way. Now one's too much inside, and count will move to 1-2.
He opted for the back foot slider, the same pitch that Jordan McCann struck out on. He was certainly aiming for the swing and miss there, but Vredenburg wouldn't give in.
We'll get set for the 1-2. There goes Coley, swing and a miss for strike three. Coley in safely at third, but Cuevas picks up yet another strikeout. That's his third so far in this one.
Another good slider. This one more over the plate. Vredenburg whiffs on it. It looks like Hernandez just couldn't quite get a grip on that ball to get off a throw to third base. Probably better off fourth. You're not going to get a good grip, in danger of throwing it away and giving up a run. But Cuevas tried to get out of it on his own.
Martinez now at the plate. First pitch swing and hits this one high into right field. Cuevas heading back. He's underneath it. And he will make the grab for the final out. So again, the Hammerheads threatened, but Cuevas, a nice job to fight back and get out of this one with the Mets 1-0 lead still intact.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucimets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, risk it.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'll handle the middle three innings. Hand it over to Jake for 7, 8, and 9. And a well-pitched game so far between the Mets and the Hammerheads. 1-0 St. Lucie on the RBI double by Starling Mercado back in the second. Jake Brooks' first pitch of the fourth is a called strike to Colin Houck. Brooks struck out Houck on three pitches to end the first inning. Oh-1. Houck will drive this ball deep into left field, chasing DeLeo back, but DeLeo's got room, and he's got the ball for out number one. We got a couple of well-struck balls from the last two batters that just would not carry on this breezy day. Yerel Martinez and Houck hitting these line drives into the teeth of the wind. Ballpark holding. One gone. That's four straight retired by Brooks after the two-out double by Mercado. Ronald Hernandez up, and he takes the ball at 82 inside.
Well, it's fitting, Adam, that we would have all those runs scored in the last game, and now a little bit of a pitcher's duel as we're into the fourth with just run scored.
1-0 pitch is grounded first base side. McCants from the grass. The second baseman throws for out number two. Play by McCants to scoot to his left. Yeah, we've seen all kind of games this week. We saw the scoreless duel into the eighth inning on Wednesday. We've had a 14-1 game, an 11-6 game. We've had a walk-off. We've had a comeback win in the ninth for the Mets. Now it appears pitcher's duel at this point. Two outs and Morabito is up. He takes a breaking ball high. Nick drew a one-out walk in the second, paid that off with a stolen base and then the run. The only one of the game. Brooks 1-0. Morabito will look at it for strike one, a fastball at 92. No activity in either bullpen. Cuevas will come out for the fourth. Brooks giving the Hammerheads much-needed innings as this pitch is fouled back. Hammerheads bullpen certainly taxed with some short starts this week.
Well, that's exactly what Abel Brooks was able to do in his last start out. Got through five innings. Through 3 2/3 now.
Pitch is served up the middle. That'll be cut off by Olmstead, who sets and throws close play, but he makes it. Morabito out by a half step, and the inning is over. Jake Brooks has gotten three 1-2-3 innings from the Mets in his first four. We're halfway through the fourth. Mets holding a 1-0 lead. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stluciemets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
As we get set to start the home fourth inning, fans, a reminder that the Mets are off tomorrow, league-wide off day. They will be back in action on Tuesday to start a six-game home series against the Tampa Tarpons, the Yankees affiliate. The only time the teams are meeting in 2024, so come on out. Games at 6-10, 1-10, 6-10, and 12-10 next week. Jake DeLeo, first pitch swinging, grounds it deep to the hole at short. Hauk unloads for a throw. It's high, the tag, not in time by Suero. Oh, I think Suero got him on the run by. And Suero is going to ask for some assistance. The first base umpire, Blake Bison, did not have a good angle. Cameron Jones did. This should be an out. As Suero tapped DeLeo before he hit the base. Certainly had to jump off. And safe is the call. It stands.
Lot to break down in that play. It's a great throw from that left side.
It was a strong throw.
Strong
not
throw,
accurate.
A little off, but in a nice job by Suero, who I'm with you, Adam. I think he got that tag around, whipped that glove behind him, but call safe.
So we have an E6, a throwing error on Colin Hauk, first error of the game. A good throw certainly gets him, but the throw took Suero off the bag, jumped up, caught it, swiped DeLeo, looked like he got him. The umpires get together and say no. No other argument coming from the Mets dugout. And now the count is 2-0 on Johnny Olmstead. And when you got a pitcher rolling like Candido Cuevas, you want to make as many plays for him as you can, especially the routine ones. And it's a 1-0 game. Throw goes to first. DeLeo dives back in safely. The Mets defense has been shaky this year, we know. It's the 13th error made by the Mets, and they are now in their ninth game. A 2-0 count. That one swung through and missed. Good fastball.
In the 13th error, that's the third one for Hauk on the season.
It was a long throw, but one that you'd expect him, and I'm sure he expects to make. 2-1 pitch, and that one busts Olmstead inside. 3 balls and a strike.
It was good speed from DeLeo, too, to get over there at first, and Maykow try and whip that one over quickly, which is where I think he lost a little bit of his accuracy there.
3-1 pitch coming. Runner goes. Pitch is fouled straight back. It's a full count. And DeLeo, who had shown no signs of taking off prior pitches, will have to go back. Not much happening for Jupiter on offense, so they try to start the running game. DeLeo back. Cuevas set with an important 3-2 pitch. DeLeo runs. Pitch is swung on and missed. No throw from Hernandez, but another strikeout as DeLeo takes second base. I'm not sure why Ronald didn't snap off a throw. He caught it, popped up, cocked his arm back, and just didn't release, unless he just didn't like where DeLeo was. One down. Ignafo, the batter, drew a walk back in the second. Cuevas peeks back to second. Slider in the dirt gets stopped by Hernandez. 1-0 Mets, one out, bottom fourth, tying run in scoring position.
And the Hammerheads have threatened in just, excuse me, just about every inning so far in this one, except for the second.
There's a slider down and away. They had first and second, no outs in the first. Runner on second, one out in the third. Now one out, runner on second in the fourth. Cuevas keeps making the necessary pitches to get out of trouble. But he's fallen behind Ignafo 2-0 here. A couple of misplaced sliders. Throw back to second. DeLeo safe. Now DeLeo, after taking second uncontested. You know he'd love to get to third with one out. He's got a big lead. Pitch comes home. That fastball does hit the outside corner for strike one. Saw Mark Coley steal third base back in the third inning. That coming with two outs. Mets do have some activity in the bullpen here as Cuevas might be coming to the end of his day. Pitch is line foul. Looks like it's Jawilmate Ramirez.
Ramirez had that passionate outing back against Daytona. And he came through big for the Mets to help them get into extra innings.
2-2 on Ignafo. The pitch pounded into the plate, foul. Now we do expect to see Zach Thornton again in this dual starter piggyback system the Mets are working with right now. It was Thornton to start game one, and then Cuevas followed. Today it's going to be Cuevas, and then at some point Zach. But Jawilmate might be that bridge pitcher. 2-2 pitch to Ignafo. He lays off the slider. On appeal, did he go? No, he did not. Hernandez tried to sell it. Didn't quite get the call.
Hernandez gave him the tag, and Ignafo gave him a tap to tap him on the head.
Tagged him right back. 3-2. Cuevas back-to-back 3-2 counts now. Struck out the previous hitter. Runner goes, pitches fouled away. DeLeo takes off on the payoff. Ignafo plays spoiler. Just over an hour into today's ball game. Actually, an hour on the dot. It's been a good one so far. Cuevas ready for another 3-2 pitch. It'll be his 63rd of the day. And he gets another foul ball. This one off the end of the bat over towards the Mets dugout.
These are those tough at-bats. You're through 7 pitches already. Things start to shift in the batter's favor.
How many more strikes in a row can he throw? Comes the other element. Time called. Finally, Ignafo uses his timeout. And you rarely see a batter get this deep into a count and still have that timeout remaining. But quickly back in the box. Never left it. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball lofted into left center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. DeLeo's going to come around to score to tie the game at one. An RBI single for Ryan Ignafo. Hanging slider and banged it into left field. And we are back to square one this afternoon. So that error by Hauk comes back to sting. An unearned run. And it looks like, unfortunately for Cuevas, who pitched really well today, that's going to be the last pitch he throws, the base hit that ties the game. Yukari De La Cruz out to make the pitching change. We'll take a break. Juwome Ramirez on the bump for St. Lucie when we return.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Juwome Ramirez takes over with one out, one on, and a tie game in the fourth facing Colby Shade. Working from the stretch, peeks over his shoulder. First pitch comes home, and it's low for ball one. Ramirez making his third appearance of the year. He's been unscored upon in five innings so far. He's up to nine strikeouts. A 1-0. That one's fouled back to the screen. The ball into strike. Ramirez pitched on Wednesday. Gave the Mets two scoreless innings with a hit, a walk, three strikeouts. Ball into strike. The pitch. Bunt showing. Retracted. Taken for ball two, the curveball. We've had a changeup, a fastball, and a curveball from the first three pitches offered by Ramirez.
Ramirez putting all his cards on the table right now here early.
2-1, fastball misses low for ball three. Well, he doesn't figure to be in the game long. I think Zach Thornton's already beginning his stretch routine down near the Mets bullpen. Good size lead at first base for Ignafo. He's running. Pitches line to Hauk. Makes a sliding catch. He's going to throw back to first. This will double off Ignafo, and the inning is over. Good catch by Colin Hauk on a knuckler right off his shoe tops. He would not have had a chance to get a double play if that ball had hit the dirt. So Colin recovers from that error, and the inning is over. But the Hammerheads do take advantage of that error on the Ignafo RBI single. We're tied at one after four. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Yeah. Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stlucimets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stlucimets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Fifth inning in Jupiter of the series finale. That's going for the 3-3 split. Jupiter trying to exit their first homestand of the year with the series win. It's a toss-up right now, folks. It's 1-1 as we begin the fifth inning. Jairo Cuevas, Starling Mercado, Donovan Antonia, 6-7-8 in the order, will bat for the Mets against Jake Brooks, who's pitched really well this afternoon. And we just had a balk motion from Jake Brooks, but with nobody on base, there's no such thing. Start and stop. First pitch, and Cuevas rips this to right field, and that's going to wind up foul in the Mets bullpen. Gave it a ride. Knew almost instantly that it was a foul ball. Fans, I mentioned that next week we will be back home against the Tampa Tarpons. That means we're back on Valley Live. So you can watch for free, download the app, catch all the action with your eyeballs. Slider down low.
Should be a good series next week, Adam, with Tampa coming to town. It's my hometown making a return. I got some fun nights planned, too, for that week as well.
1-1 pitch, and that one's high and lifted deep into left field. DeLeo on the run. Is he out of room? He is, and it's foul. Well, not much foul ground down there in the corner, but little there was. Cuevas found it, so he hooked one just foul deep to right. Sliced one foul to left. Let's see if he can straighten one out. Next pitch. Yeah, next week we'll have our first Silver Sluggers crowd on Tuesday. The first one's usually the biggest. I'd expect close to 1,000 people, over 1,000 people in the actual ballpark on Tuesday. Wednesday, the first day game, weekday day game of the year. Thursday, first dollar night of the year. 1-2 pitch, and Cuevas swings at the slider and strikes out. Over to a 2 strikeouts today. Then Saturday, we'll have Marvel Superhero Night with the Iron Man jerseys. Jake will make a video for those coming up shortly into next week. That'll be fun. And it's a Yankees-Mets matchup, so that's always fun as well. Pitch is low for a ball. By the way, Tarpons had to pull one out of the fire yesterday or else they were going to drop to 1-7. So you hate to look at schedules this early in the season. You're trying to pluck wins and losses. But if the Mets can win here today and get a struggling Tampa team at home, all of a sudden they'd have the opportunity to win some games and kickstart their season. 1-1 on Mercado. And he takes this slider for a strike. Well, Mercado had probably the best at-bat of the game. Worked a deep count. Spoiled some fastballs and then hooked a two-strike changeup into the corner. This ball looks like it hit him on the foot. He's at least trying to sell it that way. I think that one caught more of the catcher, Ignafo, and it did. Ignafo hit maybe on the inside of his left right heel. And he's limping around. So we pause.
Brooks has been really good for the Hammerheads. He's been pretty consistent and now trying to pick up another out.
Big bouncer off the plate out to Brooks. He sets and fires the first in time. And that means he's retired 9 straight since Mercado's double. And Jake, we have seen this story before on the Mets' young season. Long stretches without hits, and that is what has gotten this team into trouble. The offense just dries up for these spells. We're in another one right now as Antonia takes the ball outside.
And credit where credit is due to Brooks, who settled in very nicely ever since giving up that double to Mercado back in the second inning.
Yeah, that was more of a good hit than it was a bad pitch. Brooks, at this point in time, not that far off from throwing a no-hitter, although he's not overpowering anybody. It's a steady diet of 88 to 91 mile-per-hour fastballs. He's moving the ball around, snapping off some good breaking balls, staying ahead of hitters. 1-1. He's falling behind Antonia now, 2-1. Mets offensively struggled last Sunday, too. Maybe it's a Sunday offense type thing. Swing and a miss on a slider. It's 2-2. Last Sunday against Daytona, blanked. 2-0.
Tried to counteract that with the orange jerseys after the huge run last night.
2-2 slider is fouled back, and that's one that Antonia knows he's got to drive. Belly button high slider looping right over the middle of the plate. 2-2 again. Fastball blew it right by him at 92. Another 1-2-3 inning for Brooks. He's got four of those in five innings. Halfway home in the finale, it's a 1-1 game. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you'll find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Coming to you from Jupiter, Florida, the Mets and the Hammerheads are tied 1-1 in their finale. Juwome Ramirez got the double play line out to end the fourth. Now he gets a swing, clean slate in the fifth, facing Christian Rodriguez, who grounds the first pitch to Suero. Chris is going to take it himself and win the race, beating Rodriguez by a few feet. One pitch, one out in the home fifth. So that's three outs on Juwome's last two pitches. Pretty good.
He's been very good since coming to this game. Got that huge double play to end the inning in the fourth. And one thing that's been really good for the Mets this season has been the pitching, especially with the strikeouts.
Yeah, they had the franchise record 18 yesterday, tied the record. Today, Kendu DeCuevas struck out 5 3⅓. So you've got some improvement there from the Hammerhead side. Ball and a strike on McCants as we turn the lineup over. McCants and then Coley. They've come up to plate four times. They've gotten on base three. Pitch is high. It's 2-1. And at some point in time, we'd expect Zach Thornton to come into the game. How about this? How about Juwome for this inning, Thornton for 6-7-8, and Brett Banks to close it out in the ninth. Let's sign up for that plan. This ball is fouled away. Sound good to you, Jake?
Sounds great to me. I'd love to see that for the Mets. And she mentioned Cuevas' line, 2.3 1/3 innings pitched. 5 strikeouts. He has a 5.79 ERA, but overall that ERA doesn't show how he pitched.
It's better than the 20 he entered the game with.
That's very true.
3 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. 2 walks and 5 Ks, 64 pitches, 41 strikes. That's a good ratio. Strike to balls for Candido. 2-2 pitch is fouled away, especially considering that 7 of his first 9 to start the game were out of the zone. So he recovered nicely. We'll see him next week. Late in the series against Tampa. 2-2. Pitch is in there for a called third strike. Beautiful fading changeup. Freezes McCants. 2 down for Ramirez.
Oh, and just as we were talking about the strikeouts, there's another beautiful example of that. Great pitch from Ramirez to get him frozen and get the second out of the inning.
Yeah, it looked like it was inside on McCants to begin, but that late fade with the change right over the inside portion. Well, here's Coley, who's walked and doubled. Expect nothing else, really. Throwing a stolen base for good measure. Let's be glad to put this guy in the rearview mirror. Oh, he cannot hang up on the slider. Goes around too far, and it's nothing and 2. Well, if you're the Mets, this is where you want Coley batting. 2 outs and nobody on base. He can't do much damage. Ramirez, the 0-2. Fastball. He flies it to right field. This is trouble. If it's fair, it's foul. Right in the Mets bullpen. And off the back of the mound. Coley will return to the plate. Made it halfway down to first. Talk about pitchers making a early push to get out of St. Lucie up to Brooklyn. Duwamy post up at the top. Whoa, he comes up high and hits Coley in the shoulder. Fastball got away at 94. Ouch. Coley's lucky that didn't hit him in the ear hole.
That one looked like it just kind of slipped out of his hands, nowhere near where he wanted that one. And luckily, Cooley's okay, headed down to first.
Now that's certainly a misfire from Jawomi. Had him 0-2, did not want to lose him. Now you got to deal with the speedster as the go-ahead run on first. Cooley, again, had a stolen base back in the third. He's on for the third time in 3 trips today. Brings up Brock Vredenburg. Vredenburg lets ball 1 pass low. Go-ahead run on first base with 2 outs in the 5th for the Hammerheads. Ramirez trying to shake off that misfire. Coley a huge lead. And Ramirez will check in on him. He's safe. He's got the big lead and the long legs. He's not leaning one way or the other. Very neutral in his stance. Well, now he's leaning right. He's going.
Sure looks like
He's gone. Pitches a strike. Throw down to second. Sails high. And Coley has a stolen base.
You could just tell, Adam, the way he was leaning and giving that little tiny twitch. And he took off. Coley with that speed makes things a little more difficult here with 2 outs. But for Ramirez, focus on that batter. You can get him out. You don't have to worry about Coley on second.
It was a swing and a miss from Vredenburg. Now a hit could give Jupiter its first lead of the day. This pitch bounces in front of home plate and is blocked by Hernandez. Let's see. Mark Coley came into the game against the Mets. Oh, man. 9 for 24 with 7 runs, 4 triples, 3 RBI. Only 1 stolen base, though. And now he's got 3. Season for some people. 2-1 count on Vredenburg. Pitch is low. Fastball at 92. 3 balls and a strike. All of a sudden, this easy looking inning. 2 up, 2 down, 0-2 count in the third batter. Looks like it could be turning. Hit by pitch, stolen base, now falling behind the dangerous hitter, 3-1. Ramirez delivers, and it's a changeup missing inside for ball 4. So he's hit a batter and walked a batter. with two down. Radenberg will go head down to first. Thornton starting to throw softly in the bullpen, but in no big rush. It's like Jordan Krause, the Mets pitching coach, will head out for a visit. Again, this is a crucial point in the game. Ramirez is a strike away from having a 1-2-3 inning. Now he's got to try to hold on this 1-1 score.
And this is probably just to try and settle Ramirez down, who looks a little bouncy over there on the mound after he had Coley 0-2 and then hit him, and then the walk here to Vredenberg. So he's pitched very well so far in this one. Just a couple of unfortunate ones that got away from him here, so he can settle back down and get right back to what he was doing. He should be all right.
Around the Florida State League, all teams underway except for two. Games are in the middle portions. Fort Myers leads Clearwater 3-2 in the fifth. Fort Myers trying to split that series on the road. Dunedin bouncing back from yesterday's late game defeat. Up 6-1 in the fifth inning at Tampa. Dunedin trying to take 5-6. Lakeland is up 6-3 at home against Bradenton in the fifth. Lakeland aiming for the six-game sweep. Palm Beach Daytona coming up at 5 o'clock. Breaking ball fouled away by Yarrell Martinez. Martinez has been set up in this game. He had two, second and third, two outs in the first, struck out. Correction, that was with one out. Runner on third, two outs in the third, flew out. Now he's got a runner on first and second, two outs in this inning. And he takes this pitch low for a ball. It's 1-1. So the former St. Lucie Met being given a third straight chance here to deliver a go-ahead hit. Ball is strike two down. Ramirez delivers a high strike, a changeup 84. Yarrell's a tall kid, so that one just did cross the top of the letters. 1-2 count. Ramirez set. Time called late. A pitch clock violation? Is that what that was? Yeah, it looks like it. So the count will go from 1-2 to 2-2. Ramirez trying to shake that. The clock ticks down to 8 seconds. 2-2 pitch coming. Double steal. Swung on and missed on the slider. Martinez goes down again, stranding a small army on the bases against his former team. Ramirez shrugs off the hit batter, and the walk posts another scoreless appearance. We're off to the sixth. It's a 1-1 score in Jupiter.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single-game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Sixth inning in Jupiter, and it will be Jake Brooks continuing to pitch for the Hammerheads. Five innings, one-run ball today after five shutout innings last Sunday. sub-1 ERA on the year now, facing Diego Mosquera. He's 0-for-1 with the flyout. First pitch fastball for a strike. That's all those runs and hits yesterday. It's not carried over today as they have run into a good pitcher in Brooks. Mosquera pops one into center field. Coley the second running in, and he's got it. He broke back pretty far on contact. Was able to recover. Second time he's put away Mosquera.
Having all that speed is always super helpful. Even when you make a step back there, he's able to get in quickly. I think the wind caught a little bit of that one to push it back.
11 straight retired by Brooks as he faces the top of the lineup for the third time, beginning with Suero. He was 0-for-2. After having a multi-hit game yesterday. Takes a fastball outside at 90. Nobody throwing in the Jupiter bullpen, although there's a pitcher out there doing a cat stretch, yoga cat stretch. Somebody will get up soon. Second pitch is a strike. Meanwhile, Zach Thornton is throwing in the Mets bullpen. He'll handle the bottom of the sixth. 1-1. Swing and a miss on the slider. 1-2. Mets are getting further away from doing something on offense. Suero will use his timeout. Now back in the box. 1-2 coming from Brooks. Outside. Mets back in the second. Got a one-out walk from Morabito. He stole second. Then with two outs, a Starling Mercado yanked a double into the corner to bring in the game's first run. Two-two. Ground to the third. Rodriguez up with it. Over to first. Good throw. Two down. And 12 straight retired. Then you go to the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth. First batter, Jake DeLeo, hit one in the hole at short. Colin Houck, a high throw, pulled Suero off the bag. DeLeo then steals second, scores on a single by Ignafo to tie the game. So those are your runs so far. Jesus Baez, two ground outs to short, takes a strike on the corner.
Bad news for the Mets is Brooks, who has been fantastic over these last couple innings, doesn't look like he's going anywhere.
Well,
some lights turning in that bullpen.
In baseball past, he definitely would stay in the game, but this is going to be his last inning, one would have figured. Closing in on 80 pitches. Baez pulls one into left field. DeLeo on the run's going to get there and make the catch. The inning is over. That's in all likelihood it for Jake Brooks, who is awesome. He retires 13 straight, six innings, one run. Probably going to hand it over to the bullpen in the seventh, but first the home sixth. It's a 1-1 ball game. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
Live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts. MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight, every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with a nice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker, and Jupiter. Zach Thornton, the new pitcher for the Mets, the lefty who started this series. Throws ball one to Jake DeLeo. It will be DeLeo, Olmstead, and Ignapo in this home six of a 1-1 game. So if you're Thornton, treat it like the opening of a game. Scoreless on the mound. It's going to be a shorter outing. For the foul away, it's 1-1. Slow curve, apparently high. Two balls and a strike. Thornton on Tuesday was very hittable early, settled in late. Foul tip. Thornton, four innings, seven hits, five runs, no walks. That's always lovely. Two strikeouts. And all five of those runs and six of those hits came in the first two innings. And before he settled in, he did what I like to call hold the rope. Just didn't totally implode, let it go, and the game spiral out of control. It was a 5-5 game when he departed. This ball is hit a mile foul. Stelio's way out ahead of it. Thornton, one of just two lefties on this club, the only lefty, well, can't call him a starter, but treated like a starter. Another being Ryan Amons. Pitch home is too high. Ball four. DeLeo on for the second time to lead off an inning. Thornton signed by the Mets, being drafted in the fifth round out of Grand Canyon University. Olmstead squares to bunt, gets it down. Thornton picks it up, fires high to first, safe. And he pulled Suero off the bag. That was going to be a bang-bang play. We'll see whether it's a hit or an error. But a strike to Suero results in an out, and that is going to be E1. So this is an inauspicious start for Zach Thornton as he walks a batter and then commits a throwing error. On this 1-1 game, he's got a lot of work to do to keep Jupiter from going in front.
That throw just barely pulled off Suero off the bag, but enough to get that runner home safely.
And I say this, and Suero's been really good defensively, whether he's in left, first, or catcher, but he's not a tall guy. He's 6 foot. You have your standard, 6'4" first baseman over there, then those high throws, they're able to hold the bag. Here's a pop-up into right field. I don't know if Cuevas sees it. He doesn't. And Mascara's running back. Oh, he makes a sliding catch! Oh, what a great play by Diego Mascara. Way out in right field, make a sliding catch over his shoulder for out number one. Cuevas had no clue where it was in the sky. It was clearly his ball. Diego saves the day.
That's the second over-the-shoulder-like catch we've seen Mascara make. He made one back in the home opening series for the Mets on Saturday and does it again here.
Check swing on Colby Shady goes too far. If that ball drops, Jupiter would have to play station to station, but they'd have bases loaded, no outs. So, Diego, that was a big one. Runner's trying to steal. Ground ball past Hauken to left. DeLeo's coming around. He is going to score, and Jupiter takes a 2-1 lead. A hit and run for the Hammerheads pays off as they go on top in the sixth.
It just goes to show you how dangerous those first batter walks can be as the Hammerheads get the lead 2-1 now off the hit and run.
Yep, walk in an error, and that sets up the run. First and second now. Olmstead didn't go first to third. That's because Mercado didn't just heave the ball home. He ran it to the infield from left. No chance to get the runner. Christian Rodriguez is up, and he takes a ball. 1-1 game, get that low score, and it's tight, tied. Those little things, avoiding the leadoff walk, making a good defensive play. start to add up. Pitch is low for ball two on Rodriguez. This is a batter that Thornton should be taking advantage of, the lefty. Rodriguez 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. Ball is fouled away over the press box for strike one.
It's been tough for the Mets, too, who scored that run early in the second and then have been held hitless ever since then.
2-1 pitch. Top of the zone strike and a challenge by Rodriguez. He thought it was a ball. He will wait and see what Cameron Jones has to say. Cameron Jones says confirmed. Call is upheld. Jupiter loses its first challenge. Two remaining for the Hammerheads. Mets haven't challenged once. Thornton, the 2-2 pitch. Spoiled foul off to the left. First and second, one out. Run already home in the inning. 2-1 Jupiter. Pitch home is grounded weakly out to first. Suero's going to pick it up. Somebody's got to cover first base. Suero gets there in time. And he couldn't pitch it off to Thornton as Rodriguez was by him. So Chris takes it himself, three and assisted for the second out of the inning. Olmstead winds up at third, Shade up to second. Good job by Thornton to rebound from a 2-0 count to get the lefty. A big batter here as McCants can really open it up with the hit. Thornton trying to keep the Mets down just one. Pitch is high. The speed out there on the base is a hit. It's likely going to make this a 4-1 game. The way the Mets offense is going, that's going to be asking a lot. And out, and still right there. Pitch home, inside. That's two good saves by Hernandez. Thornton has fallen behind another lefty. McCants, tough game so far. He singled to start it, but strikeouts in his two at-bats since, 1-for-3. And he takes this fastball for a strike right down the pipe.
And while you do have first base open, you have Coley sitting on deck right now, and he's the last guy you want up with the bases loaded.
Let him lead off the next inning if you're the Mets. 2-1 pitch, and that one sawed off foul. So again, Thornton falling behind a lefty 2-0, and then recovering to even the count.
Coley's been on base all three times, too, in this game.
Thornton ready with the 2-2 pitch. It's fouled away. Kant's got enough of the fastball at 91. Inning started with a walk. And then Olmstead dropped down a bunt with throwing error from Thornton, pulling Suero off the bag. Pop out and an RBI single and a ground out, all leading to a go-ahead run and a chance for Jupiter to really put the pressure on. Thornton, the 2-2 again. Rolled over to first base, but it will turn foul.
Turning into one of those another long battles between the batter and the pitcher. So far, good job by Thornton, though, getting those pitches over the plate.
Pitch clock winding down. Thornton just now coming set. The 2-2 pitch. Struck him out. High fastball. Does the trick. Can't stand on strikes for the third time. Two stranded for Jupiter, but they take advantage of an error and a walk and take a 2-1 lead. We're going to the seventh. Jake Ricker will have the play-by-play the rest of the way.
To De Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Welcome you back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jake Bricker, Adam McDonald here. Mets trailing 2-1 as we get set to start the top of the seventh. And leading off for the Mets will be Colin Houck. First pitch swing in. This one's high in the air to the right side. Will it be playable? Yes, a sliding catch made by Martinez.
Now, Martinez hasn't done anything with the bat today, but he just went to foul ground and made a feet-first slide, stuck that spike into the padded wall. That is a great catch to turn away Houck, and that's the 14th batter retired in a row by Jupiter. It's a new pitcher, though, Justin Evans, on minor league rehab assignment, handling this seventh inning.
Now that'll bring up Ronald Hernandez to the plate. He's 0-for-2 so far today. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Hernandez has been really good at drawing walks for the team.
The Mets would take any kind of base runner right now.
They could certainly use it. Haven't been able to get much of anything going these last couple innings. That one in there for another called strike, and Hernandez now down 0-2. Mets have been held hitless since the second inning. Meanwhile, Jupiter has threatened in a lot of these innings. And a swing and a miss there by Hernandez for the second out.
Yeah, 15 in a row now. And that's getting desperate. You see how chasing out of the zone, fouling one away for an out. Ronald Hernandez, very unlike him to swing at a pitch like that. That nearly hit him for an out. So now that the Mets are trailing, not getting hits, now they're starting to get out of their comfort zone.
Well, here's Nick Morabito to the plate. Shows bunt, but pulls back. That one's in there for a called strike.
I'd say a bunt would be a good thing if you could get on, but really, a two-out bunt single, I don't know if that would be enough to get the offense churning again.
Pitch is in there for another called strike, and now it's 0-2.
I'm not sure what Justin Evans' injury was, but he's got stuff that's better than most single-A guys. So whoever he's off to next, not that far off.
Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss there for strike three. So a quick 1-2-3 inning once again for the Mets. And they still trail by one after the top of the seventh.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, risk it.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now on this beautiful Sunday here. Thornton back out on the mound for the Mets for another inning of work.
He didn't get much rest. Through 25 pitches, really had to navigate his way through that sixth inning. I think the Mets were at the plate for about 2 minutes at most. In the top of the seventh, Justin Evans just had to throw seven pitches.
Quick work, but Thornton gets a first pitch swing and a miss here to move to 0-1 on Coley, who was the one big positive out of last inning, is that pitch is low for a ball, as the Mets were able to get out of that jam before Coley got to the plate, who's been on base all three times so far. Thornton 1-1 to Coley, swing, and that one fouled straight back. And for what feels like the first time in forever, the Mets have Coley on the ropes. The 1-2. That one's in the dirt.
Well, last time they had him 0-2, and then Joey Ramirez plunked him. He wound up stealing second in a 1-1 game. The Mets were fighting hard to keep him from scoring. So even when you think you have him, it still becomes stressful.
2-2. And they're going to check over at first. He did not go, so the count moves to full. Good pitch from Thornton. Coley thought about it, but was able to hold up just enough. Payoff pitch. And again, check swing. They're going to check, but he did not go, and that'll be ball four. And Coley, once again, will find himself on first.
And Thornton can't be pleased about how this outing is going, especially when he finished so well on Tuesday. It's leading off consecutive innings with a walk in a tie game, which cost him, and now a one-run game. And you hope that that one run doesn't become two runs.
Bradenburg at the plate now for Jupiter. The first pitch too low for a ball.
And just not enough first-pitch strikes. Hard to live that way, consistently being behind in the county. Rallied there late in the sixth inning.
He's going to check over on Coley at first, but he's back in.
And yeah, Coley stole third base in the third, stole second base in the fifth. This will be tougher with Thornton, the lefty, looking right at him, but he's going anyways.
Stayed back there after the pitch that was in there for a strike. He started to go and then came back.
And he definitely has the Mets' attention. As he should.
It's a 1-1 count now to Vredenburg. Coley again with a big lead. That pitch is outside for a ball.
It's interesting, in the Jupiter bullpen, two pitchers are throwing. One is Evans, who is not going to come out and pitch the seventh inning. Rehab one and done, but he only threw seven pitches, so he's going to keep throwing in the bullpen just to keep working.
That pitch, quick check over on Coley again at first.
The other pitcher in the Jupiter bullpen, the one who's actually going to pitch the seventh, is Xavier Meacham. He was the one who coughed up the one-run lead in the ninth on Wednesday.
Here's the 2-1. That one not in there for a strike, so it's 3-1 now. And Thornton again in danger of putting runners on first and second. On two straight walks.
He didn't walk anybody on Tuesday. He's Can't find the arm slot.
Here's the pitch. Coley goes, and that one is high for ball four, so it'll be another walk for Thornton. And now runners on first and second, and that'll bring Martinez to the plate.
Last five innings, the Mets have either walked or plunked five batters. Very strange. They were doing a really good job early in this game throwing strikes, but this one's in danger of slipping away.
Now with runners on first and second with nobody out, Mets only trailing by one right now, but in jeopardy of losing that. First pitch swinging, though, for Martinez. It's 0-1.
Yeah, good sweeping slider there. Martinez has had a tough day at the plate with two strikeouts. Again, he's had runners on every time he's come up and has done nothing.
This one fouled back again out of the stadium, so it's 0-2 now for Martinez. Adam, another game looking like for the Mets where they look good early, but then could not get anything going offensively and have fallen behind here. 2-1 your score. With runners on first and second. Pitch on the way. This one driven into center field, and that one is going to be caught. And no tag has been made, so that's going to be a double play.
Yep, Coley rushing home. He just crossed home plate and looks up in disbelief as he realizes that he has been doubled off. That's the second time today Mets have turned a double play, doubling the runner off base.
I'm not sure if he thought there were two outs, or I'm not sure what he thought there, if that one was down for a base hit, but Antonia made the catch and got it right into second. Nice job by the Mets to be aware there.
This inning has turned.
A huge turn. I mean, you had runners on first and second with nobody out. Now you have two outs with a runner on first.
I'll be honest, I thought off the bat Martinez had singled into center. Coley was essentially off on contact. He got a bad read.
Quick check over on that runner at first, and he's back in safely.
And also, you know, and you don't know the machinations, but you know, was his manager at third base telling him to go back? Was anybody barking from the dugout to go back? I didn't hear a lot, so he was just blindly running. Rarely see the guy doubled off by two bases.
It's a swing, and this one got away from Hernandez, and now Vredenburg's going to move up to second. So a runner gets back in scoring position with two outs. The only noise that I heard, Adam, was coming from the Mets side of things, telling Antonia to get that ball to second.
Which he did. Plenty of time, clearly.
So the 0-2 from DeLeo, and that one's in there for a ball, or to DeLeo, I should say. So it's 1-2 now. Thornton trying to get out of this inning after what was going to look like be a very dangerous one.
Not out of the woods yet, not after that wild pitch.
And we'll get a timeout called here. Thornton stepped off, and now he'll come set again. Checks over on Vredenburg. Long look. Here's the pitch, and this one fouled off.
Make a correction. The pitch that sent Vredenburg up to second that got to the backstop, that has been classified as a passed ball. Ronald Hernandez, not a wild pitch on Thornton.
2-2 the count. Pitch on the way, and that one is high for a ball. So the count runs full here with two outs and a runner on second. Mets trailing by one, trying to hold that deficit to just one run. Thornton with the payoff pitch, and this one's skied high. Suero moving over into foul territory, and he will make the catch. He had a little bit of trouble, had to come back to get it, but he's got it, and that'll end the inning. So Jupiter threatens early, but they can't come in and score. Still a one-run deficit for the Mets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Back now here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. My name is Jake Ricker. Alongside me, Adam McDonald here. Mets trailing by one run. 2-1 is your score as we get set here for the top of the eighth. Mets running out of time to try and come back in this one. And we do have a new pitcher on the mound for Jupiter. It's going to be Xavier McKean.
Meacham,
excuse me. Him with a 10.8 ERA. Adam, you mentioned he's the one that gave up that one-run lead for him last time out.
Yeah, 4 runs in the ninth inning. That's first win in this series. Well, here he goes again, 1 inning earlier with the one-run lead.
Cuevas at the plate for the Mets. And that one's outside for ball one.
Cuevas trying to snap a streak of 16 Mets in a row retire. That's the longest stretch the Mets have gone without a base runner this year.
Pitch in there for a called strike, so count evens back up to 1-1.
Justin Evans had a perfect seventh inning on 7 pitches, all strikes, 2 strikeouts.
This one, hard ground ball, that's going to be fielded by the first baseman, and it's flipped over to Meacham for the first out.
Well, you know, that's got to feel good for Meacham just to get that one out of the way after the debacle that he had on Wednesday night. Easy out, 17th straight between 3 different Jupiter pitchers. You got to go back to this guy, Mercado, last time the Mets got a base runner.
Mercado has that double back in the second that scored a run. This one gets all the way to the backstop, but nobody on base, so no harm, no foul.
That's their only hit. We'd be talking about something much scarier right now if he didn't get that double.
The only reason the run got in, too, was because of the walk that Brooks issued. It was only really his worst at-bat, as Mercado takes a big swing and a miss on that one to make it 1-1.
Hey, look at this game, 2-1. All 3 runs, they reach base on 2 walks and an error.
1-1 on the way. This one fouled off down that left side.
So the margin's clearly slim in this afternoon's contest.
Still 1-run game, so the Mets just need a couple of bring together some hits and they can get right back in this one. 1-1 on the way. This one driven into center field. Coley gets underneath this one and he has the second out.
18th straight. And you'd say that the Mets are only 1 swing away from tying the game, but with the wind whipping in from center field, there's no balls going to travel today. You might get one to hook down the left field line, maybe. Seen some players flirt with the corner over there today, but anything else to the outfield's not going to travel.
And here's Antonia for the Mets. First pitch is in the dirt for a ball. He had the big double play for the Mets after Coley was caught running all the way to home. 1-0 in there for another called strike. So the Mets in danger of going 1-2-3 once again here and forcing this into the ninth. Pitch on the way and a swing and a miss there for a call for a strike. So it's 1-2. And of course, the Hammerheads will still have a chance to try and add to their lead here in the bottom of the eighth after this. Pitch on the way, and that one's high for a ball. Good take from Antonio. Two count. Meacham is set. Here's the pitch. In there for a call to strike three. We're going to get a quick challenge here, though, from Antonio.
All three left. You might as well start using them.
And it remains a strikeout, so the challenge does not work. And the Mets, again, go down 1-2-3. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth with the Jupiter Hammerheads leading 2-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fan. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now on this Sunday here, Mets trailing by one in this final game of the series against the Hammerheads. Mets trying to even the series up at three games apiece, and the Hammerheads looking to take a series win. And a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets, it's Brett Banks.
And Brett Banks, who closed out that 4-1 Mets win on Wednesday. And the Mets, one and only save this year. They won the walk-off win game on Friday night at the opener, so there was no save there. Banks got the save on Wednesday, and then they won 14-1 yesterday, so clearly no save situation in that game. Banks' job is to keep this a one-run game, and one run is going to be awfully tough to overcome the way the Mets are swinging it. And because of the man throwing in the Jupiter bullpen right now, he's going to handle the home ninth or top of the ninth.
First pitch on the way. It's outside for a ball. 1-0 here to Homestead.
Yeah, Josh Eknis, the closer for Jupiter, throws 99 miles an hour. Blown through the Mets two other times this week. Is loosening up.
And that one low for a ball again. So 2-0 now to Homestead. Well, Adam, they do see the harder pitches to come in, the further they go. So
that's
maybe
true.
There's a positive side for the Mets.
Call it running into one. I have to do that.
2-0 to Homestead. In there for a called strike, so Banks gets back into the count. And the Mets will have Mosquera to lead it off, and then the rest of the top of the lineup. This one grounded to Houck, fielded cleanly. The throw is in time for the first out.
Zach Thornton, two innings, one hit, one run. It was unearned. Three walks and a strikeout. Fortunately for the Mets, he's on the hook.
We'll bring up Ryan Ignafo to the plate now. He has a hit and a walk so far in this game. 1-2. First pitch to him is outside for a ball. Well, Adam, we got the pitchers that we mentioned we were hoping for, but unfortunately the Hammerheads have taken a 2-1 lead. This pitch is in there for a called strike. Mets were looking good early, had that 1-0 lead, but then have not had a hit since that second inning. And the Hammerheads able to get a couple of runners in. So that pitch is outside for a ball. And that's how we sit 2-1 right now. The Hammerheads have had a base runner in every single inning so far. one in there for a called strike. So the count down 2-2 on Ignafo. The 2-2 from Banks. Driven right back up the middle for base hit. And that base runner, or at least one base runner in each inning, will continue here for the Hammerheads. Bring up Colby Shade to the plate. He is 1-for-3 so far today with a pop out, a double play, and a single. First pitch to Shade. In there for a called strike. Banks looking to try and keep this deficit at just one for the Mets to give them a fighting chance. A 1 outside for a ball. Count evens up at 1-1. Shade set for this 1-1, swing and a miss there. And now the count moves to 1-2. So Banks putting himself in a good pitcher's count. See if he can pick up his first strikeout. The 2-1 from Banks. Runner goes, and that one's fouled off into the right side of the stadium. So Ignafo will have to head back to first. To 1-1 score. Pitch on the way, and that one is in the dirt for a ball. So count even up at 2-2. One out here in the bottom of the eighth. With a runner on first, Banks trying to end this inning for the Mets. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Banks picks up his first strikeout, and now two outs with a runner on first here in the bottom of the eighth. And so it'll be Christian Rodriguez now batting ninth for the Hammerheads. Trying to add some insurance runs on. Pitch on the way from Banks. This one hit high in the air, but well foul. Rodriguez has been a ground-out victim every time he's been up at the plate, 0-for-3. Pitch from Banks on the way, and a swing and a miss there. 0-2 now. Banks giving up the one hit to Ignafo, but has settled in very nicely. Again, trying to keep this deficit at one. Two outs, runner on first, 0-2 pitch. That one's outside for a ball. It was a slider from Banks, trying to get him swinging on that outside pitch. A little bit too far out that time. Here's the 1-2. Runner goes. Swing and a miss there for strike three, and that'll end the inning. So Banks comes in and closes it out with two straight strikeouts, and the Mets will be down just one run heading into the top of the ninth.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back now as the Mets get set for their last three outs, trying to tie this game up. Down 2-1 in the top of the ninth to the Jupiter Hammerheads, looking to even up the series at three games apiece, but they'll have to face Eknis, who we talked about in the last inning. He comes out to ECDC's Hell's Bells, too, so quite the intimidation factor that he's got going for him, but it's going to be Mosquera to face him in the leadoff spot in the ninth. The pitch is inside for a ball. Fastball coming in at 97 miles an hour. Mosquera 0 for 2 so far today. And this one hit high in the air, and it's going to be well foul again. Yuki liked it over on that third base side.
Yuki going to make a play?
And we'll get set for the 1-1 now. Eknis kicks and deals, and that one is in there for a called strike. He's got Mosquera down 1-2.
Well, he's got the high 90s fastball, then the backup slider. Not quite Edwin Diaz-like. Slider doesn't move that much.
This one well inside for a ball. Mosquera had to jump out of the way of it. And count evens up at 2-2. Well, if Mosquera can get on base, and you got the top of the Mets lineup only down by one run. 2-2 on the way, and that one's inside again for a ball.
Nearly hit him. Well, Eknis is pitching for the third time this week, and this is not like the major leagues where guys can pitch 2-3 games in a row. So there could be an opening there if he cannot throw strikes.
His velocity has still been there, but control a little bit off on this first one. Full count and swinging deep into right field, but that's going to be caught by the right fielder Shade for the first out.
And again, the wind just blowing right in at that ball, despite Mosquera getting a good strike on it. Good contact, just will not carry. Again, you when it's coming that fast, 97, you got to be pretty precise with your contact. Even good contact, it's going to wind up and out.
So now it'll be Suero up to the plate for the Mets. First pitch swinging, misses that one. And he's 0 for 3 so far today. And only one hit for the Mets today. And that was Mercado back in the second. Pitch is too low for a ball, so count evened up at 1-1. Won your score. Mets trying to pull off a ninth inning comeback. And another swing and a miss for strike two. The Mets have done it before. They made that ninth inning comeback off the home run by Morabito in the first game of the season. And now the 1-2 to Suero. In there for called strike three and a challenge. Might as well use it here.
Yeah, this is going to stay a strike. That was close to center cut.
And it will stay a strike. So that's First strikeout for Eckness.
21 in a row since that Mercado two-out double in the first.
And credit where credit is due to the Hammerheads. The pitching staff has really come through and held the Mets 2-0. As Baez will be the potential last out for the Mets. Had that great game yesterday, but 0-3 today. That pitch is outside, gets to the backstop for a ball. And the Mets pitching did pretty good as well and held the Hammerheads to just 2 runs, but a couple of walks and an error is what is the difference in this game right now. Pitch is low for a ball, so Baez gets the count to move to 2-0. To Baez. Swing and a high fly ball on the right side, but that's going to get out and foul. And 2-1 now to Baez. Mets down to their last out, trailing 2-1 here in the top of the ninth. Pitch on the way. Hit hard into center field. That's going to hang up high enough, though, and the catch will be made for the final out. And the Mets will fall to the Jupiter Hammerheads by a final score of 2-1. They are held hitless ever since the second inning. And they will lose this series to the Hammerheads as they form, as Adam says, their happy high five line.
Yeah, tough day for the Mets, Jake. They ran into some really good pitchers today. Jake Brooks, we knew was going to be good. Evans, the minor league rehabber, is a double-A guy. Meacham, who they trusted with the game in the ninth inning a few days ago, didn't work out, pitched well. And Etnis is probably the best reliever right now in the league. So, and the Mets, 14 runs on 12 hits yesterday. Jupiter rebounds the best way possible, combining for a one-hitter. And that one run, the Mets, they needed to basically play perfect on the mound and defensively today to get a win. And unfortunately, a wobble there in the fourth inning with an error, and then in the sixth inning with the leadoff walk followed by an error. Now, if those don't happen, then the Mets maybe escape this game with a 1-0 win. But, you know, it's awfully hard to count on that for a full nine innings for a single-A team. You know, the walks, a couple errors here and there, that's going to happen. And you hope you can win a game where you only give up 2 runs. So, tough break for the Mets. They showed some signs of life this week. They were competitive in nearly every game. They snuck out a couple of wins. They'll tell you they should have had a 3-3 series split, holding that 4-0 lead on Friday night. Couldn't quite get it done. But all told, they're going to head back up to Port St. Lucie with the 3-6 record. They'll either be 2 or 3 games out of first place. Jupiter's going to get out of here with the 5-4 record. They'll be on the road to Fort Myers next week. Mets will be back at home next week against the Tampa Tarpons. It's going to be a fun series facing the Yankees affiliate. We'll be back on Bally Live. We'll talk to you at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Once again, your final score from Jupiter, Florida, Hammerheads 2, Mets 1. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.